Hello and welcome to the Meg Method Podcast, the podcast that helps you move, think and feel better for life. And I hope today's episode especially helps you think better, or at least think differently about the topic of conversation and at least how we start conversations. This is actually inspired by something I shared on my stories recently. If you've followed me for a while on social media, you'll know that every time I go on the app, I do a little greeting. I say, in case nobody has told you yet, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you. Have a great day. And very thoughtfully, I get lots of lovely messages back daily with people saying the greeting back, like good morning or good afternoon, Meg. Lots of smiley faces, which I really appreciate. And someone recently had said to me how much they appreciate me doing that. And was there any particular reason why I started doing that? So last week, I decided to share on my stories the reason behind why I started and carry on doing that. It got really lovely responses from people. And one of my clients actually messaged me to say how much they were impacted by the story and could I actually record this as a podcast, because she thinks a lot of people could benefit from hearing this. And also she would like to listen to it again as an important reminder. So I said, of course, I'll be happy to make the episode. So here we are. And hopefully it gives you some food for thought. So the reason that I shared why I started doing that greeting was down to actually mainly inspired by three people. And I'll talk you through why. So the first person is actually an interesting one, because I don't actually know who this person is. About 10 years ago now, when I was at probably over 10 years actually, there's me wishful thinking, about over 10 years ago when I was at university, I was in a rush to get to a university football game. It was, I think, the men's final, and I wanted to catch it. So I was in a rush, it was going to be late. And to get from my accommodation to the university, you have to go over this overpass, this bridge, to get across the busy road to get to the other side. And I remember rushing up the steps, get onto this bridge, this overpass. And when I got to the top, even now, it's just thinking about it, it's like I can feel it again. It was like the air was sucked out of around me. And I just had a really funny feeling. And in front of me, in the middle of the bridge, the only other person on the bridge was this girl, probably similar age to me. And she was gripping onto the side of this bridge, this overpass, and just staring down at the road below and the cars coming. So, like I said, I was in a rush. So I was going across the bridge and I was slowing down a bit as I came past her. But it was like she hadn't even caught on that someone else was there. She was just laser focused down below, staring at these cars coming. So I walked past and I kept looking to the side and thinking, like, is she okay? What's going on here? I'm not sure. But like I said, I was running late. I thought, I don't really want to interfere. Like, I hope she's okay. So I rushed past and started going down the stairs. And then I got to the bottom and I just still had that just bad feeling in my gut. So I thought, no, like, I can't leave it. Like, I'm go up. So I went back up and the girl was exactly where I left her. And again, like, as I say, no recollection that I was even came past. She's just staring down below. So I slowly made my way over to her and I just said, hey, and it startled her. She just turned around like in shock. And it was like, she didn't realize I was there. And I just said to her, like, hi, are you okay? And she just looked a bit awkward and just nodded and said, yeah. And she looked really sad though. So you could tell she wasn't okay. But of course, like, I didn't want to push it. So I just said, okay. I said, well, did you hear there's actually like a big sports game on today? And she shook her head no. And I said, well, I'm actually going there now. Do you want to come with me? You'd be welcome to come. I said, I'm going on my own. You can come along. And she sort of said, no, thank you. And just wringing her hands together. And I felt stuck. I didn't really know what to do or how to help her, because I didn't know what was wrong, if there's something wrong. I didn't want to force my company on her. So I kind of reluctantly said, okay. And I said, well, I hope your day gets better. I hope you have a good one and maybe see you around. But the offer's open. And so I slowly started making my way down the stairs again. And then all of a sudden, I just heard a hey. And I turned around and the girl was stood there and she just said, thank you for saying hi. And just gave me a small smile and of acknowledgement and then started walking the other way. And I just watched to make sure she was okay. And she went down the stairs the other side. And all of these years later, did I say over 10 years later, that moment has still stuck with me. I genuinely never saw that girl, that woman again. And I still don't know what was going on in her life, if she was okay. Maybe she was just feeling a bit sad. Maybe she was thinking, like, I don't know. And I don't know why she was on the bridge or what exactly she was doing. But what I do know is I've never regretted stopping and saying hi. Thank you for saying hi. Such a simple thing, but that could have made a difference to that girl's day. It seemed like it did make a difference to that girl's day. The fact that I got that little smile after her seeming so upset and saying thank you. How big of a difference? I don't know. But I've never regretted saying hi and I still remember that moment to this day. The second person is a gorgeous member that we used to have at the gym I previously worked at a few years back. His name was David, and he was one of our prime members. He must have been, I think he was in his 80s. And let me tell you, that man, like, he could outlift a lot of the youngins in the gym. If there's anyone is going to be a poster for, like, what you can achieve if you look after your health, David would be it. Fit as a fiddle. He'd come in every day with it, slightly hunched over, but with his lifting belt, ready to do some damage in the gym. And he'd often got, you know, looks of serious people being seriously impressed. So I used to always see him shuffling in from my office. And if I didn't have a member or customer in front of me, I used to stick my head out and I used to say, good morning, David. Good afternoon, David. And I would do this all the time. And one day I did this and he just burst into tears. And I thought, oh no. So I sort of rushed over to him and I said, I'm really sorry. Are you okay? And he just, and put himself together. And he said, no, it's just, sorry. It's like emotional in like a grateful way, a good way. He just said, every time I come in here, you always say good morning or good afternoon to me. And he said, and did you know you are usually the only person that speaks to me in the day, or certainly the first person to speak to me and say hello. He said, a few years ago, my wife passed away. We didn't have any kids and I don't have any family left and it can be really lonely. And he said, you saying good morning to me genuinely makes my day. So thank you. And I got all choked up and just said, oh, you're welcome. And shuffled my way back to my office, closed the door and had a little cry. And it just really, really impacted me. It was so easy. It was such a simple thing. I just did it, wasn't even thinking about it. And it also made me sad because that shouldn't be a special thing. I shouldn't get a pat on the back for that. I think that's just such a small, minimal, basic thing to do, is to say good morning or good afternoon, you know, good evening, and acknowledge people. But for him, it wasn't. It was a huge thing. And it turns out I was one of the few, if sometimes the only person to do that. So that strengthened my resolve to keep doing that even more. The third person that is huge in this is my dear friend, Lorna. She was actually my boss. When I was in, probably it must have been my early 20s, mid 20s. And I looked up to Lorna a lot. She was a very fierce lady. She was someone you respected, but you absolutely didn't want to mess or get on the wrong side of Lorna. And every time I'd come into work, I'd stick my head around her office door and just say, you know, good morning or good afternoon. Or when I'm leaving, I'd say good evening. And one day she just looked at me quite sternly. She said, like, come here and sit down. So I immediately started sweating. I thought, oh, goodness me, like, what have I done? And she sort of stared at me and just was like measuring me up almost, which didn't help with the nerves of squirming. She let me squirm in my chair. And then she eventually said, do you know, you have restored my faith. And I had no idea what she was talking about. And as I said, I was really nervous, felt like uncomfortable. I didn't know what to do. So I just resorted to humor like I usually do. And just in a religious way, or, you know, that you could have a good day. Like, and she just said, no. And then she very seriously said to me, like, you've restored my faith in humans. And then she went on to explain what she meant. And she shared that many years ago, she lost her husband very quickly. It was a shock when he passed away. And she said, sadly, her grief didn't end there. She actually felt like that day she also lost a lot of her friends and connections, because grief is such a big emotion. You know, she was at her lowest, her loneliest. She was so unsure. She had all these emotions, didn't know what to do. And I think a lot of us can relate to that. We don't really, you know, we're not really sure what to do with grief. I often say that grief is like the folder that other emotions go into. It's not just one thing, it's many things. And unfortunately, it seems that when people don't know what to say, or at least in Lorna's case, because people didn't know what to say to her, they felt so awful for her, that they ended up not saying anything at all. So she said in her loneliest time, she felt even lonelier, because she didn't just lose her husband, she actually lost a lot of friends too, to the point that a lot of people that she knew would cross the road when they'd see her and pretend like they hadn't, just because they were so uncomfortable and not knowing what to say. And she said to me, she said, you know what, Meg, like, all they needed to say was hello or good morning. No one can bring my husband back. I didn't need them to be sorry. It's nobody's fault. All they needed to do was say hello. And even now, thinking about it, it just caused such a lump in my throat. And I went away from my office. I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I think about it regularly since. And with all three of those people, it was just a hello or a good morning or a good afternoon or a good evening. Such a small thing, really. Like I said, I don't deserve a pat on the back for it. But to someone else, that was a massive thing. And I think so often we worry so much on the bigger things, right? Needing to do some grand gesture, or trying to think of the best thing to say or the right thing to say, or how can I be interesting, and forgetting how to actually be interested. And actually, maybe all you need to do is just say hello. Just start with that and see where it goes. That can make all the difference. And I think that's especially important for me to do on an app like social media, like Instagram, because it's called social media, right? It's meant to be a social app. But I do question sometimes that how well is it serving us socially? We go on this app and we're just constantly scrolling, right? Looking for the next thing. We compare ourselves to other people when so often we're seeing a highlight reel of their life. We have no idea. Those three people being an example, we have no idea what is going on in someone else's life. We often are scrolling on this app, going from picture to picture, post to post, and we're ignoring the real life human being that sat next to us, or the other people in the room. Our heads down, it's not looking up, making eye contact. And I know if you're not used to that, or like I said, you're struggling with words to say, how do I start a conversation? How can I be more interesting? How can I comfort this person, you know? just start with hello or good morning or good afternoon. And I say, in case nobody has heard it yet, because sometimes people haven't, and I don't want to leave that up to chance. So I don't mind maybe embarrassing myself and saying an enthusiastic message, the same message every morning, because that might be the first greeting that person had that day. That might be the only meeting that person had that day. Just something to think about. So that is today's episode, to hopefully get you just thinking a little bit differently about how do we start conversations? Could you make the effort just to say a greeting to one extra person today? Maybe someone you don't even know, because I guarantee it will certainly make your day, you'll feel good for going to the effort, and you'll most likely make someone else's day as well. And I think that relates back to so much, but especially health as well. Like, how often do we place so much weight on all of these big things, when actually it's the small little actions that add up and have that compounding interest? I heard someone say a great phrase the other day and said, like, what about compounding connections? We talk about compounding interest, right? These little daily actions banking up. What about compounding connections? Building up these connections with people. And if you don't know how to start, if you don't know what to say, just say hello. Just say good morning. Just say good afternoon. Or just say good evening. And then wish someone a great day. You don't need to feel awkward if they're having a bad day, whatever. It's not the point. You wish that for them. And who wouldn't want that? So thank you so much, as always, for your time. Please let me know if you've listened to this episode and if you've got any thoughts on that. I would love to know what has been your biggest takeaway from this episode. I want to be building these connections. Podcasting itself can be pretty lonely, right? I kind of put these episodes out into the void of the internet. Thankfully, a lot of these episodes are inspired by real life conversations and connections, but I'd love to know if you've been listening. There's lots of people, the numbers of this podcast are incredibly high, which I'm so grateful for, but I would love to put faces and names to the numbers. So if you are a listener of this podcast, whether this is your first ever episode or maybe you've been listening for years, I would love to hear from you. All my details are in the show notes. You can email, you can DM, whatever you like. I also have like a little question on every episode that you can respond to on the app. I would love to hear from you, and I would love to know your biggest takeaway from this episode. But for now, be kind, be well, be curious, big love, and I'll speak to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Meg Method podcast. If you want to learn more about my coaching and access some free coaching resources, please visit my website, themegmethod.com, or send me a message at themegmethod on Instagram. I would love to learn to know you. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, I would be so grateful if you could please share the love forward. You can show your support in three simple ways. You could please subscribe by clicking the follow button on your favorite podcast platform or YouTube. You could send details of my coaching to a loved one, or you could share this episode with others by tagging me in your social media stories at The Meg Method. Just see the show notes for more details. And if you're feeling extra kind, it would make my day if you could please leave a review. Thank you to my legendary podcast team, Brooklyn Fraser and Alicia Navarro. Your hard work and expertise is always appreciated. Thank you again for listening. Have an excellent day. Try your best. Be kind. Big love.